For some time now, I've been talking about journalism. Two things about journalism. Our current form of journalism taught in school is no longer functional under the right-wing type of actions going on, not only in America, but throughout the world. When we try to keep a false balance, a false narrative, a false equivalence, which is what standard journalism sort of deals with. He said this, she said that, this person says this, X person says that. Without any context, what happens is those who are willing to blatantly lie generally are the ones who modify public opinion. And the same thing is occurring with the student protests that's going on throughout the country. It is being completely misreported. It is being undermined by the movement is being undermined by good reported in as much as it is a benevolent movement for peace. But you know, every so often you find some reporters that are bold, that don't follow the status quo. And that's why I have a whole lot of respect for Joanne Reed. She takes a lot of flack. But she is using the platform she has on her network and privately not to sugarcoat what's going on, but to tell it like it is, and it upsets quite a few people. But again, she calls a ball, a strike, and she brought in Antonia Hilton, who was on the ground at Columbia and other places, and she tells some truths about what the protest is all about. I brought in Mark Thompson a few days ago, who was also on campus at Columbia, to tell Americans the truth, not the fallacy about a whole lot of crazy left-wing students that are anti-Semitic and blindly supporting Palestine or Gaza. That's not the case. People understand that Hamas are terrorists, but people as well understand that Netanyahu himself is no better than these terrorists. And in fact, he has done much more harm to humanity than these. It's sad, but the numbers tell it, right? So we have to have good journalists out there. We have to have bold journalists that respect the intelligence of the American people so that they can inform appropriately, and where they must say this particular side is simply wrong. This particular side is simply lying. And as such, we can't say he said, she said, but that this one is telling the truth and this one is lying. I want you to listen to this conversation between Joanne Reed and Antonia Hilton about the protest that's going on right now on several campuses around the entire country. Check this out. We'll take it on the other side.
A wave of nationwide student activism is meeting an increasingly hostile, over-the-top police presence that's starting to feel kind of like hysteria. More than 400 demonstrators have been taken into police custody in just the last 8 days, including 57 people in a particularly violent scene at the University of Texas at Austin, 108 at Emerson College in Boston, and 93 at the University of Southern California. At Columbia University, which saw the first wave of student suspensions and arrests, kicking off the nationwide movement, student organizers are now saying that negotiations with the university have resumed after a 30-hour pause. Joining me now is NBC News correspondent Antonia Hilton, who was at Columbia University today as demonstrations entered their eighth day. Antonia, you've been doing fantastic reporting, so I just want you to say more. Tell me what you're seeing.
Well, what I'm seeing is a campus that is extremely tense right now.
And the core of this is what they're seeing in Gaza. They're seeing it on social media. They're seeing it with their own eyes. They're upset about it. But the protests have been peaceful, right? Because the demonization of these kids is that the encampment students, I didn't call them kids, are the ones doing anti-Semitic things and screaming anti-Semitic things. Are they?
Let me clear this up. So this is not a black and white, us versus them, very easy story. This is a story where when you go visit the encampments, you see significant numbers of Jewish students, visibly Jewish students, taking part in pro-Palestinian protests, holding a Seder. They are advocating for Palestinians and for divestment and a ceasefire. Right now on the campus, there is a group of Christian nationalist associated pastors, people who are associated with organizations that believe only Christians should hold any political office in the United States, who are advocating for Israel. There are Arab Israelis that I have met who are advocating for Israel. So this is a situation where it's not very easy to figure out just who is to blame, who is right on what side here. But what I can tell you is I have been going to this campus pretty much every day since last week, since all this started. And I have yet to meet a student who was engaged in the kind of anti-Semitic threats that we have seen online. That is not to say they're not existent. I have seen it. There's a guy out on Broadway right now.
Not on the campus, on
Broadway, holding an incredibly anti-Semitic sign, but he's not a student. I have not been able to find a student's name and attach them to one of these incidents. And that's why I've urged reporters to be very careful, because this is not a story of Jewish versus Muslim students, or black versus white students, because so often people frame it that way.
Yep.
This is a story where if you're going to go to this campus and cover it, you need to understand who you are talking to. What organizations are they associated with? And what do they really believe before you broadcast, say, 10 seconds of images or photos that you've taken? Make it very clear the context and the story that you are telling. Because when you actually talk to students, what they tell me is they are a very different generation. They are seeing images of children dying on their phones. They are horrified. There are kids who are political science majors and have studied this for years.
Yeah.
And the kids who are getting into this just in the last few days because of what they've seen transpire around the country.
This is why I love a real journalist. Antonia Hilton, you are actually there doing the work. This is what we need journalism to do. Don't just make up stuff to bully these kids based on what you think. Go down there and report, or rely on an actual reporter. Antonia Hilton, thank you, my sister. Well done.
I hope you got that. One would have you believe that somehow these protesters are anti-Semitic. Most of these protesters are like any other protest, the protest that I participated back in the 80s at the University of Texas for the divestiture of our university from South Africa's apartheid. I mean, this is standard operating procedure in good protest movements. Luckily, Antonia Hilton told a very important truth. The people that are in those encampments are not just Arabs or Muslims. They're Jewish people that are a part of the movement. A lot of my friends that are encouraging me to do what I do are my Jewish friends that are saying, yes, Netanyahu is putting the cause behind. He's creating the animus that we see against many a Jewish brothers and sisters right now. So let's be clear. Let's be very, very clear. The misreporting must stop. We must have a ceasefire. We must build the pressure towards forcing our president to stop being a stooge of Netanyahu. I know some people may be saying that he's playing a different game behind the scenes, but what we as Americans see is Netanyahu running our country in many ways. When we talk about unfettered access to our bombs, unfettered access to our military equipment with no strings attached that says you cannot kill in the name of the United States of America.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.